Good morning, church. I am obviously not the normal guy that stands up here. He is in Israel this week, along with my wife. I am super, super jealous that I did not get to go on this trip. But I am super excited that I get to share the word with you guys this morning. I can't wait to dive in and hopefully last longer than 13 and a half minutes like I did last time. So we're going to be continuing on our talk on mission, like Pastor Chris has been going through the book of Acts, and we're going to be talking about the faith, focus, and action of being on mission. I got to thinking this morning about faith, and so for the last 2 weeks I've been out of town, and so my wife's at home alone with the baby, and I have faith in my wife that she can provide and she can take care of our child. And now she's gone and she put faith in me. And I don't know if I packed everything in the diaper bag this morning. Sorry if you're in the nursery and I forgot something. But we're going to be talking about how it's important to have faith that God's sending us where we're supposed to be when we're going on mission. Now, it's not out in the lobby anymore, but it's we've got stuff all throughout the church that's headed to PNG soon to support the mission field there. And out of faith, we've come with all of this stuff to send all across the country, help set up the school, provide aid to those in need, and all of this in the effort to spread the word of God across that country. Now, before I get too far in, kids, you guys can go to children's church this morning. You guys don't have to sit here and listen to me. Adults, you guys, however, do. And so let us open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for being the tower of refuge and the tower of strength that we need, like the song says, that we need you each and every day. Thank you for using me, because that's all it is. If it wasn't me, you would use someone else, and so I'm thankful that I get to get up here and be used by you and pray that every word that comes from my mouth is from you, Lord. I pray that you are with those that are over in Israel right now, that they are enjoying getting to learn about you, where you walked, and that they come back with amazing, amazing stories. Pray that you keep us all safe as we go throughout our week, and pray that you're with me as I deliver your message this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So, who has ever been on a mission trip? Church camp, day mission, handed out breakfast burritos to people down at the gas station down the road. So the second part that I'm going to talk about today is, what is our focus when we go on these things? We're about to take a trip with the youth that is super cool. And we're going to be doing anything from fixing up projects that is around their local mission field to delivering the word. But I think the second part is what our focus should be on. And I feel sometimes that we can get lost in the busy of being on mission and not focused on what the mission is. So today we're going to be diving into what is considered Paul's first missionary journey and how the importance of what the focus should be on when we go into these missions and the decisions we make while on these, as Pastor Chris preached about last week. So, as you guys can see, I've got 3 points. I'm trying something new this week. And so we're going to be focusing on the faith, focus, and action while on mission. And I picked action because I couldn't think of another word that started with F. So that's where we're at. We're going to be picking up in Acts chapter 13. If you guys want to turn there. Starting in verse 1. And it says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." So, we start off in Antioch. And the two main people we'll be discussing today is Barnabas and Saul, who we also call Paul. And the church is coming together for a normal meeting, just a normal Sunday like we would today. And right in the middle of it, the Holy Spirit talks to all of them. I need everybody to picture that for just a second. Could you guys imagine what it would feel like if all of a sudden we all got the same, like, spider sense? Same words, God speaking to all of us. And then on top of that, the Holy Spirit calls two names. He calls Howie, and he calls Pam. And not to mention, like, 3 weeks ago, Howie was killing everybody that believed what we believed and says, "Set them aside for me." But every eye in here would be on them. Probably some confused looks because one of these guys isn't so great. But they had faith. So we keep going here, starting in verse 4. "So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues to the Jews. And they also had John as their assistant." So, let me keep going. "Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus." Now we're going to pause there. So they get told to go to Cyprus. Faith number one. Now it's not so bad for Barnabas because that's where he's from. He knows the area of the land. He has been there. He's been all over the place. But then it says, "And they arrive at Paphos." For those of you who don't know, Paphos was the capital city of Cyprus. And in Cyprus, or in Paphos, however, is the Temple of Aphrodite. Now, we've talked about other places around the world at this time where temples of Aphrodite are. And so you can imagine how that temple's being treated. And that's where God sends them. I don't know about you guys, but I would be kind of thinking like, God, are you sure? Like, do I need to go? But they go in faith anyway. And they have faith that God's going to use them here. Now, the Romans had brought a lot of commerce through the temple, and so there was also a lot of greed and a lot of, it's just not a great place. But Paul and Barnabas take on this challenge out of faith that God has a reason to send them to it. And they, through that faith, they develop their focus. So the focus on their mission. Continuing on in verse 7, says, "Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God." And picking up again in 13, Now they've left just a, this is a sidebar. We'll go back to Paphos in a second. But to prove what Paul feels that his focus is, picks up in verse 13, when they head to Pisidia. It says, now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga, and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up, and motioning with his hand, said, men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. Now, this is the common start for Paul and Barnabas' missions. They always started at the synagogues. They were recognized in the Jewish community. They knew that at the end, they always opened up the floor. So they'd always start. They'd go in, they'd walk in, they'd listen to the prophets and the teachers say what they had to say. And then when they open the floor, this is where they would share the gospel. That's always number one. So first focus point, where can we go? And we know we're going to get to be heard by sharing the word of God. And time again, we see this being this focus on spreading the word. And time again, we see this focus positively affecting their mission. So we go back. And then in Paphos, again, they're teaching in the synagogues. Word's getting around that they're going. And they get sent, I don't know if it was a person, a letter, most likely a person, from the Roman proconsul. Hey, we want to talk to you. Or you need to come see us, however. And through that, they must decide their action. Now, they've had faith that God sent them. They're supposed to be in Cyprus. This is where they need to be. And their focus all throughout Cyprus has been on spreading the word of God, not getting sidetracked by anything, not trying to, we'll keep going anyway. And then they're teaching in Paphos, and the proconsul sends for them. Now, I don't know if any of you don't know what the Roman proconsul is. And that would be like the governor of the state of Georgia saying, hey, you need to come see me. And now that might not sound so bad if you like the governor, but at the time, Paul and Barnabas know what the Romans feel about new ideas. So they get the guy with the most authority in the area. Hey, I've heard you talking about something. You're coming to me. And can you imagine knowing that Romans have tortured, beat, and even killed people for less? I don't know about y'all, but I'd be like, Barnabas, it is time to go, man. Let's get out of here. We need to find the next boat. But they've got faith in their focus. So they keep going. And so they walk in. I was going to set a chair up here, wear a toga, but nobody wants to see that. The proconsul's sitting up here. And they're down at the bottom of the stairs. And the proconsul says, so I've heard you speaking about this, and I'd like to hear about it. Huh, so you don't want to kill us. Great. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll pick up, starting in verse 8. stage right, Bar Jesus. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Now, this is my rabbit trail here. I got sidebarred by the word sorcerer because I don't know about you guys, but when I think about sorcerer, I'm like Merlin, Harry Potter, Mickey Mouse, guy with a pointy hat. So I did some research, and what the Bible describes as a sorcerer is a man who is performing godlike miracles through demons. What an opponent. But the boys show no fear. Even with knowing what the Romans do to new ideas, even with knowing that there is a man there that uses demons, they don't budge. And with the faith that God has and not letting their focus be shifted, which I don't know about y'all, I don't think I could, they jump right into sharing the gospel with the proconsul. And what happens next? Absolutely awesome. So, Bar Jesus withstood them. So, he's over here. They're dumb. Don't listen to them. That's not a good idea. And trying to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him. Hey. And said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed. That is my favorite part of that whole sentence. A Roman proconsul believed immediately, right then. When he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Paul and Barnabas. They have faith that God is sending them where they're supposed to be. They're focused on a mission of sharing the gospel, and they jump right into action. This is the example that we're given while on mission, whether that be local or national or international. And I pray that as our church continues to push towards that mission, that mindset of being mission first and mission oriented, that we can use these two men as our examples in the forefront of our mind. I might have hit 15 minutes, maybe. But I'm going to have the worship team come back up, and this will be our time of invitation. If the mission mindset is something on your heart, but you've never made the decision to surrender your life to Jesus, if you've never said, Jesus, send me, give me that faith, give me that focus, and I want to be a person of action for you, Lord, let's make that decision today. You can come up. I think there's water still in the bathtub. It looks like it. I am wearing jeans, but that is okay. I will totally hop in there. If anybody feels the need, come up here. I'm going to stand up here awkwardly, and you can come grab me if you need someone to pray with. But with that being said, let's go ahead and worship.